This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. All right, welcome back to another episode of We Have Options. I'm super, super excited to be back with you guys to be talking about all things money, options, and wealth. And I want to kick it off because I just had something really, 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 really exciting happen in my world, which is the launch of my new book, The Wealth Decision, which has been a labor of love, as they say. I like to call it my third child, because it really feels like I birthed another baby. So I'm super, super excited. If you have not grabbed a copy, please make sure you grab a copy. It's everywhere that books are. You can also grab the Audible version on Audible, which we just recently hit number one new bestseller on Audible in the business category. So I'm so, so, so excited. And hopefully you'll get the book, enjoy it. There are tons of this exercises and activities and things that you can do. You can also scan the QR code inside of the book, and actually it will take you straight to my website, where I have tons of resources for every single chapter. So you can use this and not just read it as a book, but also use it as a complete resource guide to help you reach all of your goals. And people are absolutely loving it so far, and hopefully you guys will as well. All right, so now that we have that out the way, let's talk about what's going on in these markets. So it's June, right? It's June, which means that half the year is like basically done. So hopefully you guys are like on track with whatever your goals were for the year. But many of you may not be on track, and that's just because the world is kind of crazy right now. You know, I was reading recently that I believe like, what is it, like one out of four people are actually like behind on their bills or struggling to pay their bills right now because of the increase in job losses, which, you know, obviously has had an effect on the market, but also the increase in the prices of everything. Everything is so expensive. Like, it's absolutely insane. Everything is so expensive. I was telling someone the other day, I'm like, how are people affording things? Like, every single thing is so expensive. I feel like I go to the grocery store and just buy snacks and it's $100, right? Things are expensive. So if you aren't on track with your financial goals or whatever your goals are, have been for this year, don't beat yourself up too much, but please make sure that you're taking some time for the second part of the year to figure out how you can get back on track with those goals, but also understanding that yes, things may happen in the world, in the economy, that may push you off track a little bit, but just try your best to remain focused, staying consistent, and just taking one day at a time, okay? So jumping into these markets. So one of the biggest things that, you know, happened this week, this actually wasn't even our earnings. This was Apple. So Apple released their VR headsets this week, which I personally immediately put a trade on for that. Actually, you know what? Before we talk about Apple, let me talk about Apple. Then I want to talk to you guys about T-Mobile. That's what I want to talk to you about. Okay, so really quickly, Apple announced this Monday that they were releasing their VR headsets. Everyone was really excited about it. Obviously, heading into the market open, Apple stock, you know, was up, you know, $2 or so a share. I personally immediately had to order into purchase calls at the market open, and then immediately sold those calls probably around 10:30 and was able to make a pretty decent five-figure profit in about an hour, right? So I say that to say, as you're starting to learn about the markets, as you're starting to learn about options, yes, we do our fundamental analysis and our technical analysis. And this technically would be considered fundamental analysis, but listening to the news can pay you, okay? And because now when you're listening to the news, you're listening to it with a different ear. You're listening to it with a different perspective, and you're listening to it with more knowledge than you had before. So everyone else is just like, oh, let's go tune in because Apple is releasing, supposedly at the time, rumored to release their VR headsets. And I looked at it like the market is, I mean, the Apple stock specifically is probably going to increase as they're heading into the Apple conference. Let's look at opportunities to profit off of this rise, right? And I made enough to buy multiple pairs of those $3,500 headsets, right? So that was one big thing that happened this week in the market. And also, I'm really excited just to see, and this is something I've personally been saying for a while. One of the reasons, another reason why I love Apple, like they are just doubling down and just really commanding space in other spaces outside of just computers. So shout out to Apple for that. So another thing I want to bring up really quickly is talking about rumors, okay? And I think this is something that needs to be addressed. And for new investors, one of the things you don't realize is that news moves the market. But unfortunately, that also means that rumors move the market. So, example, last Friday, I was actually on a plane headed back from Austin. I had just did an amazing speaking engagement at Kajabi. Shout out to my Kajabi family. And I'm on the about to get on the plane, and I'm like kind of listening to CNBC, and they announced that it's rumored, quote unquote, rumored that Amazon is jumping into the mobile space, okay? Now this is pre-market, you guys, before the market opened. So they announced that Amazon is jumping into the mobile space, and all of the mobile carrier stocks fell drastically. AT&T, T-Mobile, they're all just falling, okay? T-Mobile specifically is one that I have my eyes out on because I always invest in things that I own, and T-Mobile is my cell phone subscriber. So I tend to watch that stock. So I saw it and I'm watching it and it's like crashing. Okay, it's falling maybe like $10 before the market open. I get on the plane. I tune back into CNBC as the market is starting to open because I love to just listen to the news as the market's opening. They say on the news that it is not true. Apparently, an Amazon representative came out and said that that is a rumor, that they are not getting into the mobile space right now. Now, to me, that means that they're working on it. The gossip got out a little early, but it's just not happening today, tomorrow, or maybe not even next, no time soon, maybe not this year. So I heard that, and literally as soon as the market opened, I went in and got calls on T-Mobile because I know that now that this rumor is no longer true, the stock is going to do what? Turn around. And it did just that. So by the time my flight ended, which was from Austin to Miami, I was up over 38% in that trade. So that's another example of utilizing the news to profit, right? Listening to the news with a different mindset. Very, very important. Okay. Now, another thing, as I mentioned, talking about these rumors and AI, as you guys know, NVIDIA is bae right now. I've been telling people to buy NVIDIA, especially my students, since probably over a year and a half, right? I've been telling them and even reminding them every month in our course, in our monthly investment analysis class, in my course, Wealth Demystified. I say, hey, buy NVIDIA. It's a buy and hold. It's a buy and hold, buy and hold, buy and hold. And little, as we expected, it shot up, I think about a week ago. And it's actually still up this week. It's actually still rising. AI is on the move. I think that is one of the best industries to buy and hold, but there's tons of opportunities to trade AI stocks as well. Now, on the rumor side, I saw, a few weeks ago, and I can't remember, it was something, I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was like someone had created this like AI image of like the Pentagon or something like getting under attack, and it wasn't true. And it actually caused the market to fall. And they were saying that how scary this is because now people are using this AI technology to create fake pictures and stuff like this. News, rumors, tends to move the market. So that's a very scary thing, seeing how much it had affected the market that day on a picture that was literally completely fake and false. So I'm really interested to see how that is going to pan out over time with people being able just to create these fake images, toss them up on the internet, and it can literally affect all of our trades or our investments, which is very frustrating because if we're spending time to do our technical and fundamental analysis, and then all of a sudden, like, Johnny so-and-so puts a fake image up and makes the stock market fall that day. So I just wanted to put that out there to kind of have that on your radar as we're going about and looking for various opportunities throughout the rest of the year. Okay. So gearing up for next week, as you guys probably know, we're heading into June. July 1st starts Q3, right? crazy. I cannot believe it. So July 1st will start Q3. So we are ending out Q2, which means that all of our Q1 earnings are pretty much done. So as far as earnings weeks goes, yes, we have our earning announcements. We have more coming out next week. But honestly, they're not huge, huge, huge players. One of the probably more notable ones that I've seen for next week would be Kroger. But honestly, a lot of the big, which is the grocery stores, a lot of the big companies, the ones that we're really keeping our eyes out on, and the ones that are probably going to have some of the biggest movements in the markets, have really announced a lot of their major earnings, right? So going into the following week, we're keeping our eyes open. These are, you know, when earnings are kind of not super exciting, that's when you kind of go back and double down on your regulars, right? So this week, I've made money trading. Really, I've only traded, I think twice this week, but I would say I really only made money with Apple and Tesla this week. Those are the only two that I've traded specifically for this week. So that also says going back to our normal watch list, right? Making sure that you're looking at your watch list, and there's so many opportunities on there. So if you haven't created your watch list, this is also a great time as we're like gearing up for the next big earnings season to make a list of 5 to 7 companies that you love, 5 to 7 companies that you utilize, and start really adding them to your list and looking for opportunities every day, right? To see how they may potentially move. And as I said, Tesla is one of those companies that just always is just swinging left and right, right? You ever need to make some money, look at Tesla. It's probably going to go big up or big down. All right. So keep that in mind as you're looking for opportunities. All right. Okay. So with that being said, I feel like I've just said a lot. I don't even know if I took a deep breath or not, but there's so much going on in the markets and in the world in general. Okay. So just keep your eyes open, but also just always be prepared and making sure, this is also very important, that you set your stop losses if you are trading, because as there are all these variables that are constantly happening, which seems like multiple times throughout the week that we cannot anticipate, they can make our trades go in directions that we did not anticipate. So make sure that you're always practicing risk management, utilizing your stop losses or any of the strategies that you're using to prevent any major losses and to also protect or lock in any potential gains. All right, so that is it for today. We're gonna end it with our money affirmation for the week, okay? And this affirmation is, I deserve abundance in all kinds. I deserve abundance in all kinds. So I am wishing all of you abundance, not just within your money, but within your health, within your family, within your mindset, and all the things that you are doing within your life. See you soon. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.